The drug and alcohol treatment and rehabilitation charity Cool Mine has said demand for its services grew by more than 50% last year. In its annual report, Cool Mine said this is partly explained by the expansion of those services, but it also noticed a particular demand from people adversely affected by the COVID lockdowns. In a moment, we'll be hearing from the organisation's chief executive, but first, our reporter Moira Hannan has been speaking to Rachel Galvin, who's a project worker with Cool Mine in North Cork and a recovered drug addict. She explained how the charity helped to save her life back in 2018.
Before I went to Cool Mine, or before I was introduced to Cool Mine, my life would have been in complete turmoil and chaos. I was after losing everything as a result of my drug use. I was homeless. I was after losing all my family, my son, all my friends. And like I say, like most of all, I was after losing myself, you know. So I suppose I was just living just to use drugs. I was a hopeless case, you know. And I met someone on the streets and I met someone in my last few days who was involved with Cool Mine, who was also a graduate, who recommended that I go there. And I did a 3-week methadone detox in Ashley House. And my journey began then. Cool Mine did save my life. Like, if I didn't go to Cool Mine when I did, I don't think I would be here today. And I genuinely mean that from the bottom of my heart. I have a fantastic relationship with my son now.
And that was Rachel Galvin speaking to Moira Hannan. Pauline McKeown is the chief executive of Cool Mine. Pauline, thanks for joining us this morning. Typically, why do people seek your help?
Yeah, thank you, Rachel. Look, Cool Mine helps people coming from long-term social deprivation to recover from addiction and associated issues. And I guess the clients who would come to us are often coming from families that could be the second or third generation of that family in addiction. And along with that, then, there has been a lot of socioeconomic problems that has brought the person into addiction.
Can we talk about this increase that you noticed last year? I mean, a substantial increase, 52% in the number of people coming to you seeking help. How do you explain that?
Yeah, 52%, or put into terms, it's 1,885 individuals. That's up by 600 or so on the previous year. And for us, it's explained by two factors. One, very much the fact that we opened 7 new services in 21 in collaboration with the HSE to provide addiction treatment and recovery supports in local communities regionally in the Southwest and in the Midwest. But in addition, Rachel, what we've seen was the impact of COVID starting to feature. So individuals in our society who would have typically had a lot of social and recovery supports in their life, experiencing mental health issues and increasing levels of substance use during the COVID pandemic. And I guess concurrent with that would then be the increase in domestic violence within the home, homelessness, becoming homeless, but mostly just the trauma and experience of not having any social interactions in their life.
Have you noticed a change in the profile of people coming to you? For instance, are you seeing more women now?
We are. We're definitely seeing more women coming through and accessing service in Cool Mine. And I guess partly that's due to the fact we run the only mother and child residential treatment centre in Ireland. Basically, that enables a mum to access treatment who may be pregnant or may have young children, but to access treatment and keep her children with her. That there, for creates a place of safety, psychological safety for mum, but also the bond between the child, of course, is just pertinent and is there. In 2021, we opened a second residential treatment facility, a day programme, and in early this year, a second mother and child unit. So that certainly has created more supports for women locally in the Midwest region. In 2021, we were able to support 241 women in the Midwest region in collaboration with the HSE.
Are you able to see everybody who comes to you seeking help?
We're able to see everybody within a period of time, Rachel. What happens then is people are place onto a waiting list to try and access treatment. Luckily, in terms of the community and day programmes, we're able to increase programmes and respond quickly and mobilise quickly there. But unfortunately, we do see waiting lists for the residential treatment services. I guess a key piece for Cool Mine is that our programmes are accessible, particularly to marginalised members of society.
Mm-hmm. That if somebody seeks help on a particular day, they might not be willing to come back to you a month down the line, say. They might have moved on then. There may be new challenges in their life.
Absolutely, Rachel. And that's why we provide pre-entry supports as well. So that's basically in for part-time programmes. So anyone that accesses a service with us would at minimum receive assessment and pre-entry supports whilst they're waiting to access a formal treatment therapeutic programme. We provided 1,600 plus pre-entry supports in 2021. And I think one of the other key features of the year for us in terms of accessibility, Rachel, was the fact that 57 Traveller community members were supported to access treatment and recovery across the Cool Mine services. In addition, 240 individuals were supported by our homeless support team. All right. And I think, Rachel, these are the key pieces, because when we have the services in place and we give recovery a voice, we provide hope for communities and people and families that are impacted by addiction in their home and in their community.
Pauline McKeown, Chief Executive of Cool Mine, thanks for being with us this morning. It's a minute and a half to nine.